Well, very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins took on the Mets, second of three in this very brief homestand for the Marlins. It was a matchup between right-hander Odrysimer Despaigne and right-hander Seth Lugo. And with a recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, baseball is a funny game for 8.5 innings. Not a whole lot to get excited about from the Marlins' perspective tonight. They trailed the Mets 4-1 going into the last of the ninth. But they again displayed their flair for the dramatic, scoring three times in the bottom of the ninth against their own former closer, A.J. Ramos, and then walking it off in the 10th on a home run by J.T. Realmuto. The Marlins have won the first two games in this three-game series over the Mets. Our final tonight in 10, Miami 5, and the Mets 4. Now, last night in the series opener, it was all Marlins, a 13-1 victory, 13 runs on 19 hits. The Marlins were in command from the get-go. It was a different kind of game tonight, though. In the top of the first, the Mets struck first, facing Odrysimer Despaigne. One out, nobody on. Former Marlin, Jose Reyes.
Odrysimer goes to work the 1-1. A swing and a ball driven hard and high to right, and it is gone. 1-0 Mets on a home run by Jose Reyes, his 14th of this season. 1-0 Mets.
Well, Seth Lugo kept that 1-0 lead intact into the last of the fourth with one out and the bases empty. He faced Christian Yelich. 2-1 to Yelich. Curveball in the air left field, sending the Brandon Nimmo back at the track, leaping, and he can't get it. It's a home run. Christian Yelich goes the other way. It's his 18th of the year, and we're all knotted up at 1 in the fourth. For Christian Yelich, his 18th career home run in this ballpark here at Marlins Park, his first ever opposite field home run to straightaway left in this park, and it was a 1-1 game. Stayed 1-1 into the sixth inning. Odrysimer Despaigne still going for the Marlins. Got a leadoff single to Jose Reyes, who had four hits in this ball game. He got the next two men, though, Cabrera and Smith, but he couldn't get Travis d'Arnaud.
The pitch, and a ball rocketed in the air straightaway center. Yelich back. He's at the wall. He's looking up, and it is gone. It's a two-run home run for Travis d'Arnaud, his 13th of the year, and the Mets take a 3-1 lead with their second long ball of the night off Odrysimer Despaigne.
It was a 3-1 game when both starters exited. For the Mets, Seth Lugo left on line for victory tonight. Five innings, four hits and a run. He walked one, struck out three, allowed the Yelich homer through 83 pitches, 51 strikes. For the Marlins, it was Odrysimer Despaigne on the hook for the loss. Despaigne tonight, six innings, six hits, three runs. Walked one, struck out two, allowed the homers to Reyes and d'Arnaud. He threw 81 pitches, 53 strikes. It stayed 3-1 into the top of the ninth after Brian Ellington and Junichi Tozawa had each worked a scoreless inning. Javi Guerra got the ninth, Miami down a couple, trying to keep it a 2-run game, but he couldn't do it. Phillip Evans led off with a single. Pinch hitter Matt Reynolds sacrificed runner to second. Nerichka Aoki grounded to second, getting Evans to third with two outs, and Jose Reyes came up looking for his fourth hit of the night.
Here's the pitch, and Reyes smacks the ball hard to right field. That's a base hit and a run batted in. 4-1 for the New York Mets on Reyes's fourth hit of the night.
So a big add-on run for the Mets and a three-run lead for A.J. Ramos as he came on to pitch the bottom of the ninth against his former team. He was dealt from the Marlins to the Mets in late July. He had 92 career saves as a Marlin. He had had seven in his first seven chances as a Met. So tonight a chance for his 100th major league save at Marlins Park against his former team. The stage was set, but it would not be easy for Ramos. First man he faced in the ninth with a 4-1 lead, Justin Bour.
Here's the 2-2, and Bohr gives this a ride. This is out toward right center, and it is going to be up and away, and a home run for Justin Bohr. Made it into the first row of the seats there, just beyond the Miccosukee side. Just to the left of the 392-foot marker, Justin Bohr has hit his 22nd.
That made it a 4-2 game. J.T. Realmuto followed with a single. Derek Dietrich struck out for the first stop, but when Brian Anderson singled, the Marlins had the tying men on with one out of the ninth, trailing A.J. Ramos and the Mets 4-2. Pinch hitter D. Gordon struck out, though, for the second outs. The Marlins were down to their final out, two on, two outs, down two last of the ninth, And it was up to pinch hitter A.J. Ellis.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a ground ball. That's a base hit out into right field. Home to score is J.T. Realmuto. Brian Anderson goes to second, puts on the brakes there. A.J. Ellis comes through with a base hit the other way. A ground ball single through the right side. The Marlins' fourth hit of the inning. Scoring Realmuto, sending Anderson to second. And now the tying run is at second base. And Ichiro is the batter.
So the Marlins needed one more big two-out hit to not the score. And they turned to the man who owns 3,078 career major league hits.
Here's a 1-1. A swing and a line drive off the glove of Jose Reyes coming around third. Brian Anderson, the Marlins have tied the game against A.J. Ramos and the Mets. 4-4 in the bottom of the ninth.
For Ichiro, number 3,079 in his big league career, evened the score. Giancarlo Stanton then walked for the fourth time in the game. First time in his career he's walked four times in a single game. So the Marlins had the bases loaded, two outs in a 4-4 game, bottom of the ninth. A.J. Ramos was pulled. Rookie right-hander Paul Sewald came on to face Christian Yelich, and on a 3-2 pitch, he struck Yelich out to send this game to extra innings. But the Marlins scored three runs against A.J. Ramos in the ninth. They send nine to the plate, three runs on five hits. There was a walk, and we went to the 10th, all even at four. Kyle Bearclaw worked around a leadoff single by Dominic Smith to pitch a scoreless top of the 10th. Then in the bottom of the 10th, Sewald still out there in a 4-4 game. He got the first man, Justin Bourne, a fly ball to left. Then he faced J.T. Realmuto.
One ball, one strike. The pitch is hammered to left field. This could do it. It is up, up, and away. It's a walk-off home run from J.T. Realmuto, and the Marlins have won the game in 10 innings, 5-4.
For the Marlins, they're sixth walk-off win of the season. Their third against the Mets. They did it twice in one series, April 14th and 16th, here at Marlins Park, with JT being the hero in that first game on the 14th. Had a walk-off double, his first career walk-off hit. Tonight is second career walk-off hit. It's his first ever walk-off homer. And the Marlins beat the Mets 5-4. AJ's game-winning long ball, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. For the Marlins, five runs, 10 hits, no errors, eight men left on base. For the Mets, four runs, 11 hits, no errors. They strand nine. Kyle Bearclaw, the winning pitcher, he improves to 6-2 on the season. Paul Sewald, the loser, he drops to 0-6. Time of the game was 3 hours, 22 minutes, and we played this one in front of 16,405 here at Marlins Park. The Marlins, with the victory, have won back-to-back games after losing 17 of the previous 20. They improved to 71-80 on the season, now 38-35 here at Marlins Park. Meanwhile, the Mets match their low point of the year. They're 21 games under, 65 wins, 86 losses, and they're now 32-45 on the road.
You know, the Marlins with a flair for the dramatics in Game 2 last night. J.T. Realmuto, the hero. We caught up with the Marlins catcher post-game. J.T., let's start in the ninth inning. Interesting circumstances to see A.J. Ramos on the mound. Does it help, though, that you got a hit off him, but these other guys as well, you've never faced him, but there's some similarities there. You know, you have an idea, but maybe he's going to throw?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps, especially me, having caught him so much. Kind of have a feel for what he's trying to do up there, and these guys have played with him long enough. Everybody kind of knows, and we talked in the scouting report of what he likes to do, and he's the same pitcher he was when he was with us. You know, he's got really good stuff, and he sticks to his strengths, and that's what he does well. So we had a good game plan against him. A couple guys got huge hits for us late in that inning there. Let's keep it going and get us back in it.
Donnie actually said earlier today, your power numbers have been up a little bit this year. Not a home run guy, though. It's a line drive. What are you looking to do there in the 10th inning against Sewald?
I was actually looking to go the other way with something. I was looking to just get on base, try to hit a single or double the other way, get a rally started in the inning, you know. He just left the pitch middle in for me that I was able to put a good swing on and react to.
We were chatting with Donnie in the dugout yesterday, and the question was asked, if there's any level of importance to finish this season strong, whether you're playing out the string, you're not going to make the playoffs. How do you feel about that, JT, to be with this group of guys and the ups and downs you guys have been through this year? You win 13-16, but you drop 15-17. How important is it to you that you guys finish strong?
It's extremely important. I mean, just taking the momentum into next year, into spring training. Like you mentioned, I mean, the baseball season's a roller coaster. It's a grind. We've had our ups and we've had a lot of downs this year, so it'll be huge for us to get back on track. Hopefully these last couple days will get us a little winning streak going and finish the season strong.
Big hit for JT, a big win for the Marlins. They're now 71-80. The Mets fall to 65-86. Game three, the last of this brief three-game homestand, comes up at 1:10 this afternoon. Jose Ureña versus Rafael Montero will be on the air at 12:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.